Eric, what can you describe sort of as the mood this week?
Oh, man, the mood?
Yeah.
You know, we're excited to get back on the practice field. You know, obviously we're having playing our best ball, but we're sticking together and trying to block out the outside and focus in. It's a huge game. It was a big game last week, and we didn't capitalize on it. And, you know, it's a big win, big game for us this week. You know, two games back, we go drop another loss this week. It, you know, we're not going to be able to come back from it. So it's a big game. You guys are, Denver's playing amazing right now. All three phases, they're playing well off each other, and it shows on the tape.
Eric, when you guys went over it this week, what did you think about the last time you guys played these Denver?
You know, we played good for a half and not so good for the second half. And you play any team, not only, you know, Denver, but just anything. You don't put together a full four-quarter game, you're not giving yourself the best chance to win. And you turn the ball over, you give up some drives, didn't pressure Brayton, didn't mix it up enough. We didn't play a complete game. And when you do that, you give yourself a chance to lose the game, and that's what happened. It's unfortunate for us, but hopefully we learn from it and hopefully play four quarters. It's going to be a great game, a great environment, and, you know, playing against one of the best teams in the league right now.
Eric, do you think the hangover from that loss lasted with you guys a little bit? Because you guys have both gone on divergent paths ever since that night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we went into Cleveland and didn't pull that one out, and then played well against Kansas City and didn't finish it out against Tampa. So I think we've gotten over the loss. We just, with us, it's easy. When we play four quarters, when we finish games and protect football and play solid defense, don't give up big plays, we'll win games. And when we don't do those critical things, then we don't. And you know, Denver's really got the momentum and really playing, you know, great football. And you know, it's impressive to see the way they're putting it together. And hopefully we can give ourselves the best chance and put ourselves in a position to win the game in the fourth quarter.
Eric, the NFL has put in a lot of safety rules for quarterbacks the last couple of years, and yet there are five quarterbacks that got knocked out. Do you think they'll, A, try to come up with more rules in light of this, and B, is it one of those deals where no matter what, how many rules you put in, it's still a physical sport and quarterbacks are kind of sitting targets?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they have enough rules as it is, especially for quarterbacks. And some of it is warranted and some of it's not. And as defense players, we have to know the rules and understand when to take our shots, when not to, when to control the reins in a sense. And, you know, the biggest thing is just not to go up higher. When you have a shot, just hit him in the chest or lower, and it's easier said than done. But, you know, that's just the way it is. We all go through it, and quarterbacks are just under microscope because they want to see the points scored and they want to see the long balls. They don't want to see them getting hit. But hopefully there won't be any more changes. Quarterbacks got to deal with it.
Eric, you've got a new wide receiver to go up against in practice. His name's Denaro Alexander. What's it like with a big, physical, fast guy like him? He's done some good things for you guys the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's nice. You know, he's healthy. He's a great kid. Brings a lot of energy and spirit to our team. And, you know, we saw him 2 years ago when we played in St. Louis. You know, he had over 100 yards against us. We didn't pull that game out. So we knew of him and the kind of talent he has. And he's just, you know, a great, talented receiver. And it's shown that the last couple of weeks. He breaks tackles, he's extremely fast, and brings another dimension to our team and to Phillip to get the ball to that can make some plays when he has the ball in his hand.
Eric, what did you think of Trindon Holiday when you saw it on tape the last couple of weeks?
We always knew what he can do and what he's about. I saw him in preseason and what he's done when he gets the ball in his hand. So he's an explosive, fast. I mean, as fast as they come, and we have the utmost respect for him. Got to be on our game, make it tough for him, get guys around in his face, make him go lateral, and have good angles. Leverage and angles will be the key to stopping him in the return game, both in you can sit in the punt return game and kickoff return. And you know, we have a good coverage units. Obviously, last week wasn't acceptable in our eyes, but you know, it's always exciting to go against a return like that, see what we're made of.
Eric, have you seen any improvement in say John Pagano's mood or outlook since his brother has been able to come out and go to a game and appear in a locker room and so forth?
Oh yeah, definitely. After that first week, it was pretty rough on him. Obviously, anyone close to you, that close, going through something tragic, that is going to affect you. And he's done a great job, not only since then, but our whole year, getting the defense right and really elevating our level of play over the years. And you know, we just got to go out and play together. Don't give up big plays and make the offense earn everything they get. You know, Peyton's on a roll right now, that offense. So we got our hands full, but we're excited. We like the matchup, and just got to keep everything in front of us is the biggest thing.
Eric, with a loss this week, you'd fall into a big hole in the division race. A victory, on the other hand, would tighten things up. Do you kind of look at it like this, like your season's on the line this weekend?
You know, it's obviously a huge game, and we just want to go out and play our style, four-quarter game, try to be good in all three phases and give ourselves a chance. Don't shoot yourself in the foot by turnover in the ball, or giving up big plays on defense, or getting a block punt. You know, you have to give credit to the opponent, but a lot of that is the focus, our technique, just not executing what we're told to do and coached to do. So, you know, it's a big game. I don't know if it's a must-win. Obviously, if we lose this game, you can, you know, throw out the division, and we just got to hope for a wild card. So it's not completely out of the realm that if we lose, we still can, you know, get in. But winning the division is out of the question the way these guys are playing. So it's a big game. We're treating it like so, and I'm sure they are too. And the best team that plays the best four quarters will win this game.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
Hey, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.